I'm Ian Bain, and I'm here with Patty Tasco, editor of the Canadian Press Style Guide, discussing the new edition for 2010. Ms. Tasco?
Why is there a new edition of Canadian Press Style Guide published every 2 years instead of every 5 or 6 as has been done in the past?
Every 2 years, there's enough that changes in this world that we write about that you need to update. It gets updated very quickly.
What's an example of a recent update in Caps and Spelling or Canadian Press Style Guide?
Somebody just pointed out to me that an entry that we just put in Caps and Spelling fairly recently, like I think probably since the last edition of Caps and Spelling was published, which was last year, that we have this kind of archaic sounding definition about what twittering is. Just because it's, you know, and I don't have it in front of me, but I think it says to Twitter. The verb is usually to tweet, and people don't say they're twittering. Well, in fact, language evolved. When Twitter first came on the public domain, people didn't actually say that. They did say tweet, and people's use of words just changes so quickly that if the style book doesn't keep up with what people are doing, especially in the world of journalism, now that we have an online style book, you don't have to worry so much about editions, because when something comes up, we update the online edition, and then the book edition catches up when it's time for a new publication. We added lots more advice on how to tell a story via video, because online video reporting has become just so much more a part of what journalists do than it was even 2 years ago. The chapter in headlines was focused on writing headlines for online, but also newspaper, and now the chapter in headlines is mostly about how you write headlines for online purposes, because of the whole issue of search engines and finding material and also writing a good headline journalistically. We added more advice, or updated advice, I guess, on using internet sources, how you attribute something from Twitter, how you quote it. So much of what we do with sources now is social media and internet sources.
Can you give us an example of a cited source from a social media network?
Like the example of the book is, if you're doing a story on Justin Bieber and his fans, you know, does it hurt? Is it a problem to put in the story some wacko quote from a Twitter, you know, from some one of his fans saying something goofy about Justin Bieber? No, that gives color and flavor to the story, but that's also not what the story is about. When the last edition came out, stories were few and far between that you turn to Facebook or, well, I don't think Twitter was around as a tool for gathering news, right? Mm-hmm. Certainly it wasn't. Facebook was, and we did have some advice on, you know, not using anonymous. It's a rule. Nothing's new, really. It's, you know, people used to have deep throats. They used to have anonymous sources. Now it's much easier to get those anonymous sources through devices like Twitter or Facebook, or, you know, when people might claim they're somebody they're not and you're quoting them. So the same issues that have troubled journalists for 100 years are still there. They just manifest themselves in different ways, and so that we try to keep the style book relevant from that regard.
How have the rules of journalism changed with respect to social media networks?
You don't have to actually change the policies, you just have to change the way you describe them and what you cover. Mm-hmm. You know, the same rules exist. So just the sort of, you know, trying to apply the traditional rules of journalism, the traditional rules of the CP style book in terms of how careful we are with sources to these new ways of communicating.
When updating a new issue, what do you focus on?
When it comes time for a new style book, we also look at the more thematic approach in terms of what the style book covers and what it's about, and whether it's still current for today's journalists. And with the most recent edition, our focus on it was there weren't a lot of new style changes. We'd kept up pretty current on those. But what we did add for the new style book was try to give some more advice to those in journalism who are dealing with, you know, merging media.
Twitter, I presume, is not in the English dictionary.
Oh, in terms of actually just the word? No, I don't think it is. Well, we haven't had a new Canadian dictionary out since 2005, so I don't think Twitter's there. Twitter, we treat Twitter as a proper noun if you're asking for more of the technical things. So if you're going to Twitter somebody at the moment, you know, we would capitalize if that's the question you're asking, and tweeting is...
I was wondering where you got the verb, how you conjugated the verb.
Twittering, twittered, twitters. The spellbook is trying to reflect the way people actually communicate and then apply some rules to it so it's consistent. How to use Twitter to be a journalist is in here.
I see.
So how to use social media, I should say, and I would put Twitter in there with Facebook and, you know, in terms of...
Is that
of,
in the previous issue?
We had a small reference to it, and that reference has been expanded.
What makes a good stylebook?
A good stylebook is not something that should be changing a lot. Like, you know, you can't relearn the rules every 2 weeks. I mean, that's the reason there is a stylebook that's 500 pages long, rather than, you know, the most style manuals for writers, non-journalists, are like thousands, are much bigger than ours. We work on the go, journalists do. They have other things to worry about besides, you know, the mechanics of the English language and then the rules of journalism. You need to keep it simple, and you need to keep it straightforward, and you also need to keep it consistent, so you don't want to be changing it all the time. But that said, you do want to come up with a book that's not going to seem dated when you've just run 8,000 copies off at the publishers, right? You want it to last for at least a couple of years and not be outdated too quickly.